Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farah with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Keith with Bird's Hydraulics. Hello, Keith.
How are you doing?
I am fabulous, thank you.
Good deal.
So, Keith, talk to me. Tell me, you know what? I don't know anything about hydraulics. I was telling you that right before this, so it's easy to have this conversation. Tell me, first of all, what is hydraulics?
Well, hydraulics are anything that has fluid moving through it or air moving through it.
Okay.
And it can also be like, for a simple system, your power steering on your car uses a hydraulic system.
Okay.
Lift gates on trucks use hydraulic systems. Construction equipment use hydraulic systems. And we repair the hard lines and the hoses that are associated with those systems.
Do buses have hydraulics?
They would.
Because I think of like how they...
That would be air brakes, yeah.
But so is that part? That's not part of it?
That's not... Well, we do... Those has air moving through it. We do repair those lines as well, or replace those as well.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So what do y'all end up... what do y'all end up working on the most? Like, what's the biggest thing y'all do?
Mostly you're like medium duty. We have a lot of the farmers and ranchers that... their tractors with their plows and, you know, farm equipment and construction equipment that uses hydraulics. We do a lot of hose repair for that kind of stuff right there.
So do these guys just automatically know? Do they just bring the piece in to you?
Yes, ma'am. They take it off of their machine and bring it to us, and we repair or replace the hose.
Well, I'll be. Do you work with a lot of mechanics?
We do. We have a lot of the... major construction companies and a lot of the shops in town bring us stuff. We also fix what you wouldn't really think of. We do a lot of AC lines to where one line goes three or four different directions and it's only got one little bad spot on it. Our shops will take those off, and instead of going to the dealers and paying $300 or $400 for a new whole assembly, they'll bring it to us and we'll just repair the place that's bad and give it back to them, and they can put it back on their customer's car and save everybody a little bit of money.
So what do you do to repair? I mean, like, how does that work? What are y'all doing there?
Most of the time you'll have a section of steel or aluminum line, and then at some point it'll be rubber for a little ways, and then it'll go back to steel or aluminum. And most of the time that little section of rubber has failed.
Okay.
And it'll either have a hole rubbed in it or it's just leaking. And we can replace that section and save everybody quite a bit of money.
So you have lots of tubing and things like that over there. That's where you is.
Yes,
do you weld it on, or does it?
We braze for the most part. We do weld very little, but we use a silver solder and we braze to repair metal.
Oh, okay.
So we've been around a long time. This shop originally started with Charles Bird back in the early 90s, up a little further south on 77, up there by where the Country Cafe is now, just by the barber shop up there. And then around 2000, Alan Bendorf bought it from Charles Bird and then moved it into the building we're in now, which everybody will know is Glenn Brooks' old repair shop that's been here for a while. We're right on the corner of Rogers and Howard, right across the street from the Ice House, right there behind Pyramids. And then about a year and a half ago, Alan retired and sold it to Brian and Felicia Chris. And it's really exciting. They're coming in and doing great things for us as a team. And also they have their eye on growing a little bit more and getting out and reaching different areas around here, and so it's going to be good. It's going to get better, and it's going to be really good.
So they both used to work there, didn't they?
Felicia did.
Oh, okay.
She was Alan's right-hand woman, I guess you would say.
For a while.
For
right?
Like 10 years, yeah. And she ended up buying the store over in Lancaster. We have two locations. There's one in Lancaster, too, but she bought it, I think, about 2 or 2.5 years ago, and then bought this one last year.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And they have some new ideas. It's fresh young blood, and they're excited, and getting out there, and we have a lot of social media presence now. The website for the store is fluidlinesolutions.com, all one word. And go on there and look and see what they've got. They have some TikTok stuff out there. They have YouTube videos going out.
Look at y'all being all trendy.
Yeah, that stuff that we're doing, and, you know, how to, a couple of little how to's and bring it to us kind of videos.
Cool.
You know, and it's going really well. We enjoy what we do, and we have fun every day.
Well, good. Maybe I'll come out and do. I need to come out and do a Facebook Live with y'all. While you're doing something, repairing something.
Did you come to the grand opening where we had the food truck there? That's the kind of vibe that they have going all the time there.
That's good.
It's
that
really
sounds like
good.
A fun vibe. Maybe I'll just come out there, period. And
just come hang out. We'll be ready for you.
Well, the last time I was there, there was a guy just hanging out and another guy coming in. Look, he was coming to hang out. I was like, is this the Whataburger? Like the other Whataburger?
I tease him all the time. I said, you know, to really get to fit in this town, you need to put some domino tables up in the front and let the old men come just sit and play dominoes, and then
just give them a place.
Yeah.
Put some coffee in the corner and give them a place.
That would go over really well.
It would. So, okay. So your ideal customer is?
We don't really have an ideal customer. We serve from everybody that needs one little bitty hose for their riding lawnmower. If they want to take it off and bring it to us, we'll fix it. Up to your biggest of your construction companies in the area. And we do a lot of industrial stuff. We have several industrial plants and manufacturing plants around the area that buy a lot of stuff from us.
Okay.
But we can do everything from homeowner to the equipment rental places around come in.
Oh,
the
yeah, I bet.
Construction companies come in. The manufacturing places come in. And a couple of bucks to 10 or 20,000 bucks. It doesn't matter what size the order is. We treat everybody the same. Everybody gets the same service.
Very cool. All right. Well, guys, you heard it from Mr. Keith here. If you are interested in getting more information or finding out more about them, you want to say that website again?
FluidLineSolutions.com.
Uh-huh.
And our phone number is 972-937-7432 is Birds Hydraulics.
Yes, and of course, if you're driving down the road and you are not able to write any of this down and can't remember, just call me at the chamber, and I will help get you situated and connect you with Birds Hydraulics. Thank you, Keith, for your time today.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll see y'all next time.